2002 was a year in sports of both the ecstasy of victory and the agony of defeat. How's that for paying tribute to the late Ruin Arledge? There were some of the usual old winners. The Los Angeles Lakers took their third successive basketball championship. Lance Armstrong triumphed in the Tour de France for a fourth successive time. Tiger Woods won a slew of championships. So did the Williams sisters. Pete Sampras returned to winning ways. But there were also unexpected winners. The Anaheim Angels won their first World Series ever. Cue the Thundersticks. And the New England Patriots won their first Super Bowl, thrillingly, in the last minute. The two people who may have affected sports news the most are two women whose names may invoke a pause for recollection, which is why we turn now to our sports commentator, Ron Rappaport, who joins us in our studios. Ron, nice to be with you.
Nice to be with you, Scott.
And these two people are?
Well, in the beginning, if we can think back to February, Scott, and the Winter Olympics in Salt Lake City, there was a French figure skating judge, Marie-Reine Lagoon, pardon my French pronunciation, please, bringing the Olympics almost to a complete halt when she admitted that she had been pressured to vote for the Russian pair's figure skaters over the two Canadians, who a lot of people felt were superior. It brought the Olympics almost to its knees. There was nothing else being talked about. You kind of felt sorry for the people in the other events. The only way they could solve the problem, because the Olympics had two more weeks to run, was to take the unprecedented step of awarding a second gold medal to the Canadians. This is the kind of story that's going to go on and on. It brought the whole matter of judging in the Olympics, of subjective judgment, of international biases, and so on, to the fore, and it's caused a big change in the way international figure skating will be judged in the future, so we have not heard the end of that. Now, towards the end of the year, you have Martha Burke, whose name nobody knew a couple of months ago, chairman of the National Council of Women's Organizations, wrote what she thought was a very polite letter to Hootie Johnson, who runs the Masters, wondering why there were no women members at Augusta. Now, all of a sudden, she's become Joan of Arc, leading the forces of righteousness against the good old boys in Augusta. And this is another story that is not going to end this year, that's going to keep on going, and nobody knows exactly how it's going to finally play out. And these, it seemed to me, from the beginning of the year to the end, are two of the biggest stories in sports, because they transcend the genre. They transcend the field. They move into social areas, into areas that are going to be continually affected by these, the presence of these women and what they did.
To riffle on through a few other sports, Yankees have lost the last two World Series. They didn't even get into this last one. Is the dynasty at a crossroads?
Well, the big story is not who won, but who lost, right? Mm-hmm. I don't really think so. I really think the Yankees have a real good team. They came very close 2 years ago. They were in the playoffs and went all the way to the American League Championship. I think it's too soon to count them out, no. Mm-hmm.
Parodying the National Football League, you can't tell from week to week who is the best team, much less from year to year.
Scott, we've got a week to go, and we don't know who's in the playoffs. Yeah. This really is parody and parody. It's just become so close. And the reason for it is that the good teams can't hold on to their players anymore because of financial considerations, because of the salary cap. So really good players just move on to other teams. Look at Jerry Rice. Mm-hmm. I mean, the 49ers let him go a couple of years ago, and he's still the same Jerry Rice he ever was. But they couldn't afford to keep him. And that is what the National Football League wanted to happen. And, boy, it's really happening.
Ron, any fool, and you and I would both qualify, can pick a Super Bowl winner in January. Who would you say now?
Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I'll say Tampa Bay, too. Oh, they have a few weeks to recover, though, from our accumulated wisdom. Ron, thanks very much.
Good to be with you, Scott.
Ron Rappaport, our sports commentator on Weekend Edition, who's also a columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times.
Thank you.